Nobody knows the origins of the Yule season. Some say that the elves first brought it when they entered the sphere of this world, tied over from old traditions long forgotten. Others say that it was given to the first men from the gods, the first fire, to keep the creatures of the night away during the darkest of days. Even the dwarves have a rather convoluted celebration during the winter months with a series of interwoven traditions that most peoples, dwarves included, have trouble keeping track of. Something about a dwarf god with a tree fist, beer on fire, never mind, I'll figure it out later. Regardless of its origins, the independent cultural significance of Yule gave way over time, as most traditions do, as a stronger and more powerful force stepped in. Religion. Specifically, a few centuries back, the Order of the Sacred Commodity apprehended the tradition, and most people, commoners and nobles alike, celebrate Yule under its banner. Speaking of nobles, it's around this time of year, in the fair city of Renlin, that the Duke's Court holds its Yuletide feast, celebrating the passing of long nights into long days. The halls of his great tower are lit and bright, with boughs of evergreen lining doors and frames. Food is laid out in great banquet halls, with tables and tables of dishes overflowing with bounty. It's incredibly frivolous, and its high-necked attendants are merry. It's here that tonight's story begins. At the front doors of the palace tower, the three most unlikely guests arrive. So bad news, guys, you got the short straw. It's tradition that the Duke's court extends an invitation to the local garrison, who in turn sends representatives to the festivities. Let's be honest here, most of the garrison doesn't like going. It's full of bureaucrats and stuck-up nobles making empty gestures and exchanging best practices for whipping the stable boy or debating the best way to tax the commoners without inciting riots. As such, the garrison has its own tradition of drawing straws to see who will go first. Unfortunately for you three, you all drew the short straws. It's definitely just bad luck and not some literary mechanism that an unseen and omnipotent storyteller uses to create interesting scenarios. The three of you arrive at the front entrance of the Duke's Plaza in a carriage, on loan from the garrison, of course. Stepping out, you find yourself among the well-born gentry of Renlin, taking step by graceful step up the stairs to the large double doors, held open to the outside world. You're surrounded by bright and fabulous outfits, masks covering the occasional face. But they're not the only ones dressed up for the festivities. As part of attending the event, you were required to outfit yourselves in your finest. So boys, tell me, what are you wearing?
I feel like Mordecai, before going there, spent 10 minutes ritually focusing on his fantastic coat and basically just patching up all the holes and cuts.
The shark bite.
Everything else is about the same, yeah. The shark bite. Now looks more like one of those pleated split-tailed conductor coats.
Yeah.
On the back, the fur doesn't look as dirty around the collar. The scuff marks are all gone. It looks nice and freshly shiny leather. But other than that, that's all I own. So I just run everything else just went through the wash once.
Let's say that you guys don't have to wear the things that you actually own. In fact, that's part of the requirement is that you guys tonight. are not carrying any of your arms or armor.
Oh, not no arms at all?
No arms.
No ceremonial armor for Gio?
I was going to say.
No ceremonial armor.
I was going to say I'm probably wearing at least ceremonial armor, like really shiny breastplate, like armor from the movie Excalibur, like but embroidered with all the sigils of the church.
Big old question
of the
mark.
Object, right?
In like, fact, it's incredibly cluttered. There's more symbols than there is armor at this point.
It might be more hazardous to wear this than to not wear it because of how cheaply made it is and how shiny it is. Like if torchlight hits it the wrong way, it could blind someone.
I believe that was how you got your first breastplate, is that you took it outside the shop to see if you could use it to blind someone. Well, nope, not tonight. No armor for you. You're wearing your noble gentry gear.
Okay, fine.
So, what? I imagine somebody must have frills.
I was going to say, do you want me to describe it?
Oh yeah.
Yes, I want to know.
Well, I started to describe ceremonial armor, and then you said, "No, you're not wearing that." So I have to. I had a whole thing planned. Now I got to change it. It's like a nice tunic. You know, it's a nice. I don't know, something.
Little wooden toggles.
You guys played The Witcher, right? Like something you'd wear. Oh, to, like, yeah. One of the things where you have to go to a ball, but you don't want to. But you have to.
Yeah, like that Nilfgaardian garb you got to wear at the beginning of the game. Yeah.
I'll extend it and say I have a puffy shirt on, like a pirate style, like puffs. Like,
oh yeah, lots of frills in the front.
Frills and the big puffed up sleeves and everything like that. Why not?
What about you, Val? What organic cotton blend are you wearing tonight?
Well, that's just it. So I think Val was going to go, well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I still have Captain Pauline's pants and shirt.
Oh no.
Okay, so there's going to be some debate about where this story is taking place in the timeline.
Okay.
let's just assume you guys have the gear that you have, and this is taking place at some point, with the exception of your arms and armor. So, I mean, you could reuse those, like, really tight leather pants if you wanted to, and her blouse.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to start.
You could throw a bit of imagination into it, too.
Well, yeah. So I think that's a good place to start. And then I think I will have maybe got some of the nice linen robes from the infirmary, and for the occasion, dyed them like a festive Yule traditional green. Maybe outfitted them with some wooden toggles. You know, spent a few hours in the barracks, you know, just sort of threading this together and make it look pretty smart. But
you look like an elvish noble person then.
It's fighting out of its weight class, that's for sure.
I mean, like, you are wearing like a medical like garb, like that you dyed. So it's like that weird off color like plaid, but you've kind of dyed it green.
It's
there's still like the ties in the back for tying it in the back of your waist, but you're not wearing it backwards.
But I like to think that with Val's woodland experience, he's made it look very like traditional, and like it I feel like it definitely would pass. Would pass is like
some tassels, some toggles,
some toggles that don't really serve a purpose but are still like there.
And I've got the flouncy frills to kind of balance it up a bit.
Excellent. Well, I like the ensemble, boys. So the three of you, dressed in your finest, are now standing just outside the front entrance to this palace. You can see that there are two kind of ceremonial guards standing in front, both wearing breastplates, both with halberds. And they're kind of checking the invitations of guests as they walk up the stairs and proceed into the main room of the palace.
Hmm.
What do you guys do?
Oh, I kind of want to like roll a perception to like,
yeah, absolutely. Kinda,
I want to get like a feel for how well secured this place is.
Sure, yeah.
This place seems ripe for a heist.
Secured.
You are a garrison guard, so it's sort of your job to kind of look for that stuff. So if you want, you can roll a perception check.
I'm so proud of you for casing the joint.
That's at least how Mordecai interprets it.
Well, like, is that sort of our duty here tonight? Like, to kind of make sure things don't kind of get out of hand?
No, you guys are not on active duty. You guys are guests.
Oh, okay.
We're here to party!
First roll was a crit fail, so this place is looking more secure than Fort Knox. No one getting
in. You don't even have your Pisces shield on you to do the thing.
It would be kind of weird if he was just walking around with a shield, but like, and there were fish swimming around him.
They're more of an Easter ceremonial thing than a Christmas thing.
Yeah, I think it's more like Passover, maybe.
Yeah, that's well, I don't know. It's Easter also.
Okay, so you look around, Giovanni. Your eyes are just blinded by the glare of shiny things all around you. And you know what? This is probably going to be more of a sticking point with Mordecai, but there is just a wealth of things that are around you. You have never seen so much money in so small a place on so many people. Wow. Like, the value of their clothes and the brightness of their clothes must be insane.
I've never been to a ball before.
I mean, you have been to gatherings before. You've gone to, like, celebrations and events, but they're kind of middle-class stuff. You've done some stuff with the church, which has required you to kind of know the ins and outs of, like, ceremonies and interacting with the gentry, but you yourself have never been in the upper class here.
Okay.
You're certainly high amongst your peers, but you're not like with the royalty.
Okay.
And this is where you are tonight.
And it would look pretty familiar to Mordecai knowing his past then, right? Like, is there anybody in the ballroom that looks familiar to me?
Oh, good question.
Well, have a roll a perception check.
14.
Okay. So looking around, you can see a lot of familiar faces. Where you are right now, you're not in the ballroom. You're still outside. So people are kind of ascending the steps. And you look around and you can recognize like some lower nobility from the city that are now making their way into the palace. There are a few faces of the court that seem familiar to you, but nobody really stands out. There isn't like any named persons there that you could talk to and be like, oh, hey, remember when we did this?
They're all just acquaintances.
Yeah, they're more like acquaintances, friends of friends of friends, like that you're aware of. But that's really it. You might recognize some of the guards there, though, because this is kind of the regular duty.
Yeah.
But weirdly, you don't really even recognize the guards so much. They're just kind of blending in amongst all the other faces.
Well, you know, it's kind of a revolving door in this place.
There are no revolving doors. I said it's double doors opening up. So,
nowhere in this building there's double there's not one anywhere.
Well, you got a nat one for perception, so you don't know of any revolving doors.
Okay, I was asking for the party.
I'm going to lean over to the other two and be like, hey, I know a thing or two about these upper crust stiffs, so just follow my lead. And I'm just going to roll my shoulders back and like really work on my posture a little bit, coif my hair quickly, and just like strut on in confidently into this whole charade.
Okay, I'm going to need a performance check.
Oh, of course.
I want you to like roll nat one so you immediately just trip and fall on your face. Just for the comedic effect, but not today.
That's an 18, my friend.
Yeah, ooh. Brennan, Mordecai, you are just fitting right into here. You almost blend into the crowd for a second, and Val and Giovanni kind of lose track of you, and then you pop your head back out, and they're like, oh, it was Mordecai the whole time.
Well, hold on just a minute. I don't know if Gio wants to play up his merchant background or his church background.
Oh! More.
But I think I could do some...
A little of both.
I think I could do a little blending here, too, you know?
You probably could. I'm going to give you a performance check, but I'm going to give you advantage on that because of your background. Mm. And also, you are naturally bad at performance checks, so it doesn't make sense for you to not do so well.
You know what? So I resent that I'm bad at them because I should be kind of good at them. I've got pretty high charisma, you know? I rolled a 21.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You Val, you're by yourself. All of a sudden, your two companions that were there are suddenly nobles. You don't see them for a second. Then they turn around and they're there.
Oh, yeah. It's a good day. Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you guys are off doing whatever, I'm just going to go stake out the bar.
You guys haven't entered the palace yet. You're still on the front steps.
I'm just outside. Oh,
I'm strutting right in.
You're both kind of doing that Bosch voice back and forth, not going anywhere, like just standing in front. I think by this point, the guards are looking at you weirdly because you're kind of holding people up on the stairs.
Can we like present our invitation and get on in?
Yeah, sure. So you kind of step behind a couple other groups of people that are making their way through, and eventually you make your way up to the front where you run into a guard who reaches out to you and says, papers, please.
Yes.
Yes.
I think these
you guys do have like papers. You guys have like tickets to kind of go through.
Here you are, sir. Don't mind my pompous friends.
Okay, all right. Val, you hand him your tickets to get inside, and he waves you on through, and then kind of checks off a list that's next to him.
I want
to
tip each of them a gold coin.
Holy smokes.
Okay, all right. So you tip them both a gold and they put in their hand and then kind of shove it off into a pocket in their pants and they say, thank you, sir. Merry Yule to you.
Merry Yule to you as well. It's too bad you don't have the evening off for a bit of merriment, but maybe I'll sneak you out a beverage later.
Oh, thank you, sir. Very kindly.
Are these guards from Yorkshire?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just using my Fable voice for what I imagine all guards would act like.
Perfect.
NPCs. Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Flawless.
Yeah, love it.
Okay, so the three of you make your way into the main entrance of this palace. So the palace itself is a very tall and large structure. There are two large buildings that kind of attach to it on the side. Kind of think of it as like TIE fighter wings. Like there's these two kind of structures on the side, and then there's like a central dome in the middle that rises up maybe about 8 stories into the sky. Okay. Where you are right now is a great large open room with two staircases ascending up to a secondary balcony that overlooks everything. There are doors around the whole place, but all of them have been open, and you can see people walking around and merrymaking and drinking, and there are some people that are playing some festival games, and then there are others that are just chatting with others and talking about politics, I guess. I don't know what rich people talk about.
Money.
But this is the scene before you.
Money.
Money, probably.
Money. Bunch of snobs. Where's the bar?
Well, my sentiments exactly, Mordecai.
Ah, quite. I'd rather be out on guard duty myself.
Yeah, I imagine guard duty must be crazy on Yule. But this is your guard duty tonight, sort of. So, the three of you have made your way in, and you don't really see a bar anywhere around you. There are a couple attendants that are walking around with platters of what looks like maybe champagne, some kind of white wine. Others are walking around with appetizers. You expect that if there is a bar, it's probably not in the entrance room here, the entrance hall.
What exactly is our objective here tonight? Are we like functionaries for the guard, just like to make an appearance at this function, or like
we're the face of the guard, right? Like, yeah.
Yep. That seems to be the mission of tonight. Is that you are literally just attendants on behalf of the garrison?
Are there any other like lower born attendee officiaries here from like other institutions? Like, is there anyone here from like sanitation or like? I don't know, like people from the harbor delegates, like other people like us that we could talk to.
If there are, you didn't see them walking in. You could try to make another perception check now that you are inside the ballroom to see if you recognize anyone.
Maybe they just dressed up as well as we did. We just can't recognize them.
Or just anyone else from any religious groups or affiliations within the city.
Are you fishing for memes to be here?
Oh, 11. I wasn't going to bring that up because I feel like that's you.
On the nose?
Yeah.
But now I called attention to it. All right, well, looking around the room, you don't, I mean, explicitly see anybody that you recognize, but you can see that there are some people that, based off of how they've dressed, like their long brown robes, they might be guild masters from inside the city of Renlyn. There are some people that are wearing outfits that aren't really in the fashion or the style of Renlyn, and you expect that maybe they are people from, like, emissaries or ambassadors from other places.
Cool.
But like I said, you don't see anyone explicitly that perhaps, you know, you would recognize.
Anyways, buffet, bar, right? I heard there was going to be a big spread of food at this thing. Let's fill my endless pockets, and then, you know, if the party goes sour, we can just, you know, go back and, you know, eat in the bunks. You know, yeah. Have our own little shindig.
Yeah.
Our own whatchamacallit there, Fortnite-of-us. Party.
Fortnite of us.
I had to refrain from putting Fortnite in the name.
Is it? Is that because it's not like, it's kind of like the Festivus of Renlyn? It's not like the widely celebrated holiday, but...
Oh, no, he's got to be PC. It's not just about Fortnite of us. There's other holiday traditions in this world.
You can't say Merry Fortnite of us anymore. You have to say Happy Yule.
I'm pretty sure that during last year's Christmas season, you did ask Santa if there is a war on Christmas.
You did too.
There's still a war on Christmas. Did the Christmas win?
As we went to war with Santa.
I think Christmas won, guys.
So, let's just say some time passes. It maybe takes you about 5 to 10 minutes to kind of locate where some of the banquet halls are. There's a very large room at the back of this entrance, or rather the entrance room of this palace opens up into a great big banquet hall. And the three of you make your way into it, and you can see that there are people muddling around. Some others are picking at food. There are lots of tables set up. And you can see that there is a quite extensive bar that seems to be catered to by like 3 or 4 different bartenders. And in amongst them, you can see that there are drinks already spread out, ready to be sipped. But I suppose you could try to get something else if you wanted to. As well, there is a lot of food. There's like mutton and chicken and potatoes and like whatever you want. Like there's just a feast before you.
Wow. Mordecai is going to quickly make like 2 different plates of food and carry them around on both of his arms. And then he'll see one of the guys walk by with like the tray of champagne and be like, ah, shit. And try and grab one of the champagne glasses while still carrying 2 plates of food.
I'll say that your 19 in performance has still given you a modicum of grace, despite you carrying 2 plates of food and holding like 2 glasses of champagne.
Hey man, this is better than what we get in the cafeteria by far, so.
May I speak with one of the servants?
Of course, yeah. So there are a number of servants that are all around you. You're welcome to just kind of start chatting.
Hail!
Yes, how may I serve you?
If you may, your finest bottle to the two guardsmen outside, and for your troubles. And I tuck 5 gold like into his little shirt pocket or something.
Sure, his little vest pocket. Sir, I'm afraid that I have been instructed that under no circumstances that the help shall be taking part of any of the goods served tonight.
I want to roll an intimidation.
Okay, roll an intimidation check.
I wonder how we're going to end up fighting people tonight. Now I know.
I rolled a 20. Now you listen here, punk. Those men outside are working their buns off to keep this place safe. You're going to take them a bottle of your finest, and you're going to do it right now, and you're going to do it quickly. And you're going to give them 4 of those gold pieces that I stuck in your pocket, and you're going to tell them it's from the city guards.
I was waiting for it. Do you know who I am?
I'm so sorry, sir. I'll get away on that right now.
Ah, may the object bless you.
Yes, and also with you. And then he kind of scuttles off with a tray of drinks.
Amazing. Sorry, I just feel really bad for those guys standing outside in what I assume to be dead of winter. I mean, like, you know,
We've pulled that detail before. It's no fun, right? No, you're no just fun. Sitting around twiddling your thumbs. All these other happy people.
No one's going to make any trouble here, certainly.
No. Not me.
I'm gonna saddle up to the bar. I'm gonna ask the barman for a mojito.
Assuming that they have ice, ice and mint and rum.
What's the chance of a mojito?
Okay, so you can see that there seems to be some kind of, let's call him a bar master, that's standing there behind the bar.
Oh,
he's dressed like everybody else, but he has more frills.
Sure.
And he looks more imperious. And you walk up to him and you say,
"Hey, barmaster, what's the chance of getting a mojito in this joint?"
I'm sorry, sir. Mojito?
Mojito.
I'm not familiar with the drink. Could you describe it to me?
Yes, I believe it's carbonated water, rum.
I'm sorry, what was the first one there?
Carbonated water.
Carbonated water. What is carbonated water?
You know what? You are obviously human and don't know how to use magic, so this is gonna be way.
I take offense to
you.
That, but that's fine.
Never mind.
Yeah, says Val's best friend is the magician. That's human. So
I don't hear it. I'm off in the corner, sitting down, eating those plates of food. So it's fine.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not familiar with the spell carbonate water.
A bottle of your finest ale.
Could you use shape water to carbonate it? Like,
it's a good question. Let's never have to solve that one. So the barmaster, we called him, turns to you, Val, and says, "Of course, my sir." And he turns around, and you can see him kind of step down slowly and then come back up, and he seems to be holding a rather large bottle of champagne there. And there's no sign on it. There's no name or anything. It is completely unlabeled bottle. And he passes it over to you, and he says, "Would you like me to open it for you, sir?"
Please. Is this like one serving, or?
Well, it depends on your appetites, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
I'll never tell you.
And he takes the bottle back, he pulls out a knife, and he skims it along the top of the bottle, and then the top breaks off, and he hands it back to you.
Very impressive. Wow, thank you, sir. I'll tip him. Is it complimentary here tonight?
Everything here is compliments of the Duke.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you, the Duke. I'll give him, Val's a little stingy, 2 gold pieces.
Yeah, I was going to wonder, like, how much gold does Val actually have? Okay, so you just set that on the table, and the bartender says, "Oh, thank you, sir, I appreciate it greatly." And he just kind of takes his hand, slides it back over the bar, and the money disappears.
I'm going to take a swig of this sweet elixir and go find Mordecai and...
Okay, make a constitution saving throw.
Nice. And we're at it already. Didn't tell me what it was, did he?
Nope.
Can we assume that it's the Duke of Renlyn?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah. Renlyn, the head of the nobility in Renlyn is the Duke.
The Duke, okay.
Val rolled a 15.
Okay. It is real strong stuff, Val. Very strong. Fortunately, your, elfish metabolism kind of helps you process it a little bit better, but you're feeling a little bit loose.
Woo!
All right, so the three of you are in a palace surrounded by nobles.
I kind of want to try to get an audience with the Duke.
Okay.
Is he seeing people? Is this like a Godfather wedding situation where there's like an event happening, but it's really just to facilitate meetings with the big cheese?
Well, I don't know. Your understanding of politics might imply that that's the case. But if the Duke is here, I mean, you've never seen the Duke, but you don't see any like crowds of people walking around or like making room for a noble walking through the room.
My goal tonight is to speak with a noble person about acquiring some sort of a charitable donation to the Church of the Sacred Object.
Oh, yeah.
Or just to help alleviate the poverty, the general poverty and like homeless children in Renland.
Aw.
Okay, all right. Giovanni, how about you make a perception check, and I'll see if I can get you on the road to meeting the Duke.
Ooh. 14.
Okay, so looking around, you can't, like I said before, you can't see the Duke like hanging out somewhere. You do see a number of attendants, people that seem to be like maybe members of the court that are kind of overseeing the festivities, but you don't see the Duke there. Perhaps if you walk up to one of these attendants, you can try to figure out like what to do to see the Duke, but that's where you're at now.
I'll try. Do you have any options, or am I just approaching general like someone?
Well, it depends. Well, like what do you want to do? You're welcome to just approach them if you like, but you can you could also just try to sneak around the palace, do whatever you like.
No, I want to approach the most military-ish looking of the noble people here.
Okay. All right.
I feel like that might be my aunt, like some sort of former commander. I don't know if Renland has an army. I assume they have a
sure,
like fancy like military force for like officers and stuff.
Some standing force.
Yeah, and like, but it's like I'm imagining bullshit medieval European style where it's just like noblemen and stuff like that.
Okay. So with your perception score, I'll let you know that you do see one rather overweight man in a corner that seems to be wearing like some kind of military uniform. There, it's just bedazzled with all these different medals on the side of it. You don't recognize the guy himself, but he does look very military to you.
I like to approach him then. Oh, I like to grab a drink first, two drinks first, and approach him.
Sure. He does seem to be speaking with other people, but you're welcome to kind of step up.
Do I have the two drinks?
Yeah, you have. I'll assume you found drinks at some point.
Ah, hail and well met, good sir. May I spare a moment of your time, of course, when you're done concluding your business here?
Ah, hello, and merry hail to you. I'm not taking requests for anything at this point, but how can I help you, sir?
Oh, I just noticed you were a finely decorated officer, and I wanted to offer you a drink and propose a toast.
Of course, I am the Grand General of the Duke's forces here in Redland.
And what fine forces they
I make. Am a very prestigious person. Of course, I have never seen a stronger fighting force in this land. Not that we've ever seen combat.
Ah, well, if combat is ever met by your force, I'm sure you'll destroy them with absolute destructibility.
Yes, yes, destruction. I'm sorry, what was your name, sir?
Oh, thank you, sir. My name is Giovanni de Chambray. I'm here on behalf of the City Guard of Renland.
Ah, city boy, is it? Let me take your drink.
And with that, he takes your drink, and I... Then what? He cheers?
Cheers, and then just kind of want to linger, like, awkwardly in this circle and try to get in on their conversation. Like, really, really force my way into the group here.
Yeah.
The click.
I want to introduce myself. Hail and well met. And just like kind of go around and introduce myself to everyone in this circle.
You say hail and well met every single time too.
Every single time.
So Giovanni is trying to move up the social ladders there. Can I have you make a charisma check?
24.
Nice.
Jesus. Okay. All right. So we'll say over the course of 20 minutes, people are loving Giovanni in his respective little circle with the general. Everyone is excited. They're hanging on every word of all the stories you are telling. And they seem to be very impressed with the Order of the Sacred Object.
Oh, and the City Guard. I like to think I'm really talking up my role within the City Guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like at first, like, you know, they kind of look down on the City Guard. You're city folk.
I'm just telling them like stories about drug busts and like all the cool shit we do, like. Talking about all the poor people we beat up all the time. Like, they're loving it.
Okay, so that goes well. Are you going to do anything with that, or...?
Yes. Say, General, I must ask, because The coffers of the city guard have been mighty depleted in recent years, and we run a pretty shoestring operation over there. I was just wondering if maybe there was any way we could make some sort of coalition or alliance with the military aspect of the Renlin nobility.
Could I have you make a persuasion check?
Oh, the younger brother of Charisma. 12.
Giovanni, I must say that there are strict rules around association between the army and the garrison. We're meant to be independent branches. Of course, your budget should be coming from someone else here. Our budget is quite nice, I must say.
Maybe you misunderstand me, good sir. I mean, perhaps as a sort of informal training exercise, or just a goodwill exercise.
A training exercise? I'd hate to see my boys womp the garrison. You might not be walking the next day.
Oh, is that maybe perhaps a good old tournament?
A tournament? I don't know if we would even bother with one.
Oh, perhaps you're a little intimidated by the rough and tumble city guardsmen.
Sounds like it.
Giovanni, you are a charming, charming young man. But I must say that I do not think that there is any scenario where we would be able to do that, lest the garrison not be active for a month.
Oh, good sir. You
punch him in the throat.
You jest, good sir. You jest. I would, oh God, can I take off my glove and slap him with it? It's a thing.
It is a thing, Giovanni. Do you want to challenge the general of the Duke's army to a duel?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's a serious throwdown, man. But
well, no, I'm going to slap him with the glove.
He's calling down the thunder. It's his own fault.
I'm going to slap him with the glove in a formal duel challenge and say, we could either settle this one-on-one, or we could have a little tournament to see who's the more honorable force.
Wow. Okay, you've taken off your glove and you slapped him?
Yeah. Not hard, just like in jest almost, but like...
Like a playful dual slap?
Yeah, just like, make fun of the guard, and then I do a little...
Alright, okay, so you do that, you slap him, he stares at you stunned that you dare lifted a hand to him, even in jest. And then all of a sudden, Giovanni, I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-oh. Bodyguard came at you.
15.
Okay, suddenly two guards on either side of you come out of nowhere and they tackle you to the ground. You are able to resist them and you don't end up hitting the ground. So you're kind of held on either side by these two guards.
good sirs, unhand me. I mean to do no harm.
Oi, what do you want to do with him, boss?
I simply wanted to challenge him to a duel.
You can see that the general's impression of you has steeply fallen very quickly. And he turns to the guards and says,
take him away, boys. Throw him in some other room somewhere. I don't wish to see him any longer.
It was a pleasure making your acquaintance, General.
Get out of my sight. Merry Yule.
Happy Fortnite of this.
What?
You're always one of those.
You heard me, coward.
All right, Giovanni, you are gently but firmly being pulled away to, like, what seems like maybe a attendance room. And the two guards that are holding you kind of push you into the room, assuming you're not resisting or anything. And they say,
stay here. We'll be back in a bit.
Your boss is a dick.
One of them turns back and says,
I know.
And then the other one hits him and says, don't say that. And then they leave and they close the door. Mordecai and Val, could I have you guys roll constitution checks?
Sure.
I suppose.
Is Mordecai rolling against a food coma?
I mean, I had some booze there too, so, you know. 18. I came to party.
21, not 20.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, all right. You guys have eaten and drank a lot thus far, but for whatever reason, you are standing up to it firm. Though I must say, both of you are starting to have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man. All right. I'll get up and start just, like, looking around. for anything that looks like it has the symbol of a man or a woman on it. Or you know, whichever.
Or anything in between. It's just a question mark.
Anything in between.
It looks an awful lot like the sacred object symbol. It's just a question mark, though.
I mean...
Wait.
Well, you probably just find a pot and throw it out a window, right? Like, it's medieval times.
This is the Duke's palace, though.
There's a question right way up. There's a question upside down. There's a question mark sideways. I don't know which one I am.
Val, are you doing anything?
Well, if I've got to go to the washroom as well, I guess I'm going to try and make my way through the corridors and try and find the bog, I suppose.
Okay. All right. So let's say that the two of you end up meeting up and you're like make your way to try and find a question mark that fits your personas. And you manage to find one and you step inside. You're there for a few minutes, peeing, I guess.
Yep.
This is what storytelling is, guys. I'm describing you guys peeing. And
that's better.
And all of a sudden, you notice something. Could I have, actually, all three of you make perception checks.
Did you get drugged into this bathroom, too?
No, he's in a different room than you guys.
I wanted to roll an investigation in this place, but that's a 14 for me.
12 for myself.
Val rolls a 14.
Okay, so Val and Giovanni, you notice this. Mordecai, less so. But you notice that it gets quiet all of a sudden. I mean, you're in the bathroom. There's like weird bathroom music that's playing over something. But you notice that there's not people talking outside anymore. Like there's not like yelling and joyous laughter and things like that. It gets quiet. And then all of a sudden, you can hear people screaming and yelling. And it doesn't sound like fun anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Mordecai, you do not notice this.
Yeah.
Can I roll to investigate the room I'm in for a weapon of some sort?
Sure. So roll an investigation check.
A crit fail. second crit fail in a row this evening.
You find
a spoon. Get him out of the way now.
You find a silver spoon.
I do have a silver spoon, though.
Yeah.
So if I was to roll with that as a weapon, does that count as a knife or a blunt object?
We'll work that out when you decide to use that.
Okay. Can I just ask you bluntly, are we about to do Die Hard? Are we doing Die Hard?
Val, what are you doing?
assuming I was done urinating, you know, I kind of drew up my leathers there and then just maybe just poke my head out the door and just see what's what.
It does take you a minute to get those leathers up.
It does. It's totally like a lace up front, like in everything. Like
there's so many buttons, you don't even know what they're like hooking into, but you figure it out after a bit.
I just want to poke my head out the door. Maybe just make a perception. If I can't see what the cause is, or if it's like, if whatever would cause the disturbance is still happening, or...
Sure, of course. Make a perception check.
Sure. 21.
Jesus. Is that a nat 22, or is that just...
No,
a...
it's not. No.
Okay. You're very perceptive. Okay, you look out, and you can see there is absolute panic around you. Your head's just kind of peeking out the washroom, but you can see that there are people running to and fro. And what's suspicious about all of this, other than the absolute chaos that is happening outside this bathroom door, is the severe lack of guards that you saw maybe only a few minutes before. There's no one there. No one at any of the doors, no one at any of the entrances or exits to different rooms. But there are a few very suspicious-looking homely people standing at the exits to the palace, as well as a few that are kind of standing around some of the entrances. They are very bulky guys with huge, huge crossbows.
Oh, shit. Okay.
What's going on? Guys? Guys?
Like stifle a scream.
Did you wash your hands?
No time, Mordecai.
That's gross.
Armed goons.
Wait, what?
Some armed goons outside.
Aw, man, it's supposed to be our night off.
I know.
I can never catch a break. All right.
I want to have a pull of that bottle.
I'll be there in a second. I go over and like wash my hands really quickly and then slap my gloves on.
Okay. Thank you for adhering to hygiene.
Somebody has to. All right. And then I'll rush out of the loo to meet up with everyone else.
You're running into the panicked peoples?
No, I'm not running into the panicked people. I'm going to hide in the bathroom, dude.
No, I want to like peek my head. You got to peek your head out the door and see what's going on.
I just did.
I mean, he did. Yeah.
I just told you everything that happened.
Can I try
you
my
said
door?
No guards and attack. You didn't get any profiles.
There's armed goons.
Okay, what did they look like? Were they wearing a uniform? Were they big? Were they small?
I didn't get that much. But
exactly.
They were big and they had
large
crossbows. So they weren't playing around.
Oh, see, that's information that's useful.
Are there still crowds of people outside panicking and like running around?
Well, you wouldn't know that necessarily, but Val, I think, did describe to you that there's maybe chaos outside.
Okay.
Still pandemonium.
Can I make my way out of the bathroom into the chaos to the closest group of screaming, running people and use my jacket's ability to hide in that group?
Okay. Sure. All right. So, Mordecai, you step out of the bathroom and immediately get swept up into a crowd that's kind of trying to press towards the back of the room, which is the entrance to the palace. But I don't know. That's kind of where you get stuck. They're not able to make their way out, of course. Let's switch over. Gio, what are you doing?
Can I try the door?
Sure. You try the door and it is locked.
Can I try to cram the spoon in the lock to open it?
Sure. Can I have you make a, let's say, dexterity saving throw or a dex check?
Is Joe trapped in the closet?
I rolled a nat one, so I don't know what kind of room this is. This might yep. as well be another dimension from Joe. 16?
So you have no idea where you are, but you do manage to find where the door is, and you take like the short, slim handle of the spoon, and you fit it into the slot of the door. And it just kind of gets jammed there, but it does open the door. You can feel it kind of slide to the side.
All right, I want to peek outside and see. Like, I don't really know where I am. I near where all this commotion is happening in the main chamber?
Yeah, we'll say that you're actually in a room that seems to kind of be off from the main entrance into this palace. And you can see that, yeah, there's absolute panic out here. And it is exactly as I have described it to Val and Mordecai.
Well, I'm outnumbered. I'm outgunned, and I don't know where my friends are, so I'm going to go sneaking around.
Okay. All right.
Is there like a vent I could crawl into? Or?
Oh, God.
If there's a vent, you don't know where it is because you have no perception of this room that you're in.
Well,
right
no,
now.
I'm gonna leave this room and like move out into it. It's hard because I don't really know where I am spatially right now in the game and in real life. What can I see outside of the door?
So you can see that this is like the main entrance hall to the palace. So it has that large open room with the two stairs that are running up to that balcony on the second level. And you can see that there are tons of people like pushing towards the back doors, but they're being held back by about three people with huge crossbows that are all aiming it into the crowd. As that happens, you do notice that the crowd stops moving. Everyone stops screaming. They're just kind of held back by these people with crossbows.
Can I see the general in the crowd?
Roll a perception check.
Can I also roll a perception while I'm out there?
Yes.
I want to see what they're wearing or if there's any identifiable features on them.
Nat 20 perception.
Wow.
Nat 20 perception.
It's a hot and cold girl. Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle. Or it's a Fortnite-imus miracle.
Gets better. All right, each
so,
time.
Yeah, so Giovanni, yeah, you're able to pick out the fat general in amongst the crowd. He's pushing and like swaying with the crowd as they move about, but he has kind of been held in place now by all the people that are surrounding him. Mordecai, you find yourself in the crowd and you look over and to your right, there is a fat general. But the crowd is no longer moving. Things have slowed down. And all of a sudden, a voice speaks out from over the balcony looking out over you all. And as you turn back to it, you can see that there are two guys with more crossbows standing on the two staircases that descend onto the main floor. All right, gotta try to work on my Alan Rickman voice again.
I knew it. We're doing Die Hard.
Well, why not?
Gnarly.
My dear ladies and gentlemen of the high establishment, I hope that you have enjoyed your evening up until now. But I'm afraid that further festivities are now cancelled. Due to the Duke of Renland's legacy of greed throughout the land, they are about to be taught a lesson in the use of real power. You will be witnesses. No doubt the garrison will be contacting us shortly, at which point we will demand the following people be released from their captors. In Waterdeep, the seven members of the Pro Bono Front. in Nardini, the five imprisoned leaders of Liberty de Nardine. In Neverwinter, the nine members of the Tiefling Dawn movement. Tiefling Dawn? I read about them in Age magazine. Until such a time as these captives are released, you will remain our polite guests. Now to ensure your comfort. Tie them up!
You can see that there are three guys who enter through the rear of this building with what seems like an almost incomprehensible amount of rope. They start making their way towards the crowd. The crowd itself is hesitant and pulling away from them, but as they step up to them, they pull people one by one down and they start tying up their hands and their feet.
Jeez.
While this commotion is going on and I'm hidden in the crowd, are there any other open doorways or rooms that I might be able to slink off into before they see me?
Your position is in the center of a large group of people, and there are doors that are all around this entrance hall that lead to different areas of the palace.
Yeah.
But you are surrounded. You have two guys with crossbows that are on the stairs overlooking everybody. There's this mysterious, handsome character at the top that is also looking down. And there's probably about, well, there's three at the entrance, but you're kind of surrounded on either side by people with large crossbows looking at you.
Should have cowered in the bathroom, Mordecai.
No. I got this. Is there, like, can I see maybe the entrance to the kitchens or the servants' quarters from where I am? And if so, is it 30 feet away from me or less?
No. You can't see, like, the servants' quarters or anything. You can see that there was a large door that goes to the banquet hall where you were not more than a moment ago. But it has two guards that are standing in front of it looking at the crowd. It's probably closer to like 60 to 80 feet away from you, the entrance to that room.
And how high up is the balcony where those guys are?
So the balcony doesn't extend all around the room. It's only really on the far side of this room looking down at you, and it extends into other branches of this palace. I'd say it's probably, say, another 60 feet up. Well, I'd say it's maybe closer to 40 feet up, rather. Okay. But it's about 80 feet away from you, like at the back of the room.
Okay. All right, never mind. I have no plans now.
Can I try something?
Sure.
Stone of Far Speech? Because I assume with my nat 20 in perception that I could see Mordecai has made his way into the crowd, or is he undetectable even to me?
I mean, I took the hide action, technically.
Oh, okay, so I wouldn't be able to see him.
Hide just means that you have disadvantage if you're trying to spy them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were actively looking for Mordecai, you might be able to try and pick him out, but you would have disadvantage.
Well, I just want to try the Stone of Far Speech. Mordecai, Val copy. Mordecai, Val copy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I can feel the vibrator.
There's a loud radio noise that goes off in the middle of the crowd.
I gotta change that stone tone.
The stone tone.
All right, I'll pop the stone out real quick. You're gonna get me shot. What's up?
I'm just
over.
What's going on out there? I'm kind of they locked me in a room, but I got out. But that was before the shit went down.
They're everywhere. Apparently, they're looking for some sort of ransom. They're blaming the upper crust of our city for, I mean, literally what they do to our city all the time, which is bleed it dry.
I heard this. I heard the speech. I kind of agree with the guy, but I don't think we can just let them do what they're doing.
Agreed.
Shit. I'm stuck out in the middle of this. I'm gonna get caught here soon.
Mordecai, you get safe. Gio, I'll work on trying to get you out.
Oh, no, I'm out of my room. I'm just, I think I might go sleuth around and try to pick off the guards one by one, leaving a clever clever note upon the ones I slay.
Ah.
Okay, I want to use as much of my movement as I possibly can to get close to the nearest table. I'm assuming these tables are covered with fine dishes and a nice long floor-length tablecloth, and I'm going to slide underneath one.
All right, can I have you make a stealth check?
Nice.
Sweet stealth gods be with me. Is that an advantage because I'm hiding?
You know what? I will give you advantage on that.
Okay, then I have a 16.
Okay, I'm going to contest that.
All right, so one of the bandits, Mordecai, they rolled to try and perceive, and they got an 18. Mm-hmm. So you start to make your way out of the crowd. You're kind of shimmying, like, bit by bit further and further to the outside, which is quite convenient because people seem to be, like, naturally moving towards the center of this circle that you now find yourselves in.
Yeah.
As they try to escape the glare of the guards. And all of a sudden, you take a step out of line, and one of the guards closest to you says,
"Hey, we said stay in line.
I gotta pee. Do you want me to just, like, urinate all over the floor? It's gonna be not a fun time for you guys."
"I don't care what you do with it.
I'm gonna pee on you."
"I'll pee on you."
He holds his crossbow up at you, and he says,
"Oh, we got a funny boy, eh?
Let's see which of us is the better shot."
I start undoing my belt.
Okay, he shoots at you.
Jeez.
Uncanny dodge. Nah, I don't have that. I'm not a rogue.
these guys are not playing around.
He rolled an 11.
Well, that misses, so he sucks.
Does it just go into the crowd?
Well, no, it just kind of skitters off of the ground in front of you, and he takes a moment and says,
"Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen."
"That's what they all say.
Consider that a warning shot, smartass."
Oh, God.
All right, fine. I can do my buckle back up.
Yeah, roll for damage.
It's not gonna happen.
Well, where are we going then?
You're not going anywhere.
And you can see that there are like two bandits that seem to be making their way through the crowd, and they've maybe tied up about 15 people by this point, and they're kind of sitting on the ground, arms are tied and legs are up.
Sorry, just a quick question, Josh. About how many people maybe are being taken hostage, say? Like, in the ball, like, did some people manage to get out from the initial party, or was it a pretty efficient lockdown, or?
You have no idea, really. What you can see that, like, in this crowd that you spied that was panicking, kind of herded into the center of the entrance room, there's maybe about 100 people there, but you have no idea if people made it out or not.
Because I've been in the bathroom ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have as many as 100 hostages.
Yeah.
To my knowledge. Okay.
All right, what are you guys doing?
Where are they kind of corralling everybody? What room?
So this is the main entrance hall to the palace. You're in that large open room that has the two staircases that ascend to the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that by
with the overlook.
That overlooks all of you. I'll say that by this point, the man who was speaking to you before has disappeared. He's no longer at the top of that second balcony overlooking everyone.
I would like to kind of leave the room I'm in and, like, kind of sleuth around, try to, like, find one of these guards alone and knock him out.
Get stealthy.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. If you exit out through the door that you are currently looking through, you will walk almost straight into the crowd where all those bandits are.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that then.
Okay.
Could I reinvestigate the room I'm in?
Yeah, so your situation has changed drastically. You turn around from the door that you have been peeking through, and you take a gander at the room that's behind you.
Okay.
Can I have you roll an investigation check again?
Not 20 this time.
There we go.
Okay, all right. You can see that there is, in fact, a whole drawer of spoons there, and that's where you presume that you got yours from. But in addition to this, you can notice quite a few things in this room. So this room seems to be some kind of attendance room, perhaps where servants kept their gear or where, like, they would come back to for their breaks. And you can see that they have, you know, some loose clothes hanging around. There's a couple lockers. One of the lockers is open, and you can see that there is an A shirt in there just hanging loosely. And you can also see that there is a vent in the top left-hand corner of this room.
A vent?
A fantasy vent.
In a castle.
Hey, man.
Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I'm not. I'm gonna crawl right into that vent.
They're rich for a reason, so, you know.
That's true. Not everyone has dragon fire circulating vents in their castles.
Exactly.
That's right.
I guess I'll grab a couple more spoons for the road and crawl up into this vent.
Very, very nice. Okay, so you start, like, you go to the vent, but you find that the frills of your shirt are not going to be able to make their way through it.
All right, the shirt's gone. It's just an undershirt now.
Okay.
Grease me up, boy.
So you take off your shirt, and you have a pocket full of spoons, and can I have you make an acrobatics check?
Oh, God. 14.
Okay, so you nimbly remove the cover of the vent, and you pull yourself in. It's very dark in here. And it's not like there's any natural lighting in a vent, for Christ's sake.
I think I brought a lighter.
You can see that it continues on. you don't have a lighter. There's no fantasy lighter on it.
If only I'd stayed in the bathroom with my light cantrip.
Yeah.
Should I just kind of wait for my eyes to adjust to the darkness a little bit and then just crawl forward?
Sure. So, Ben, let's go back to you. What's Val up to?
All I have to hand is that bottle that the bartender gave me of that powerful stuff.
Yes.
Sure. Because Mordecai...
You could also make a flaming scimitar, can't you?
Yeah.
I can summon some shit if I need to, that's for sure. I want to try to siphon these guys off, for sure. But I want to just take a inspect the room, if there's anything I can use as a weapon, maybe, just to hand.
Sure, okay. Do an investigation check.
12.
You're in a literal bathroom. There are toilets, and there are stalls. There are even some urinals in there, so it seems like you did find the quote-unquote correct bathroom for you to be in, although that's open to interpretation. There are also hand towels and soap. It's a bathroom. You're in a bathroom, Val.
Oh, okay. All right. I want to raise Giovanni on the phone if I can't.
Better have that vibrate turned down. They're going to hear you in the vent.
There's no virus, just making walkie-talkie noises.
Static. Joe, you there?
Hey, come out to the coast, have a couple drinks, have a good time.
Have a couple laughs.
Have a couple laughs is what it is. I haven't seen Die Hard in a while. Yeah, what's up, Val? I just really wanted to see Max's wife for Christmas. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm trapped in the bathroom. Where are you at?
I'm crawling around in a vent. Boy, I wish I had dark vision like you.
Yeah, they haven't cut the lights where I'm at, so it's irrelevant. Man, I'm going to try and siphon these guys off. Try and reconvene in a certain wing.
I like that. I'll get back to you when I crawl to the end of this vent. I want to see where it goes.
Okay, sounds solid. Stay in touch.
Take it easy.
I want to try and make a little bit of noise on the door so that, like, they'll come investigate. Okay. Does the door swing in or out?
Both.
Like, you got a... Both?
Oh.
Yep.
Saloon door.
Perfect. Is there like enough of a space, like Val can kind of like get behind the door a little bit? And
do you want to hide behind the door as it opens or pulls or what?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Sure.
My idea is to bottle somebody when they come through.
Okay. So how are you drawing people in?
Well, if it swings back and forth, I'll just give it a tap, like, you know, just let it swing and just see if I can't.
Okay.
Not bang it. You know, I mean, I don't want to make too much noise, but just enough that maybe I can get one, maybe two. Somebody just notice and be like, what the hell's that? And investigate. Draw some of these bandits away from the main chamber to go fan out and look for people who might be hiding in the bathroom or other rooms or other places, right?
Okay. Could I have you make a deception check?
Sure. 15.
All right. So a bandit rolled to perceive that, I guess, on the other side of this door. They rolled a 4. You don't see this, of course, but a bandit looks back at the bathroom stall door. And he takes a peek at it and kind of looks at it suspiciously and turns away from the crowd, Val, and makes his way into the bathroom. The door swings open.
Nice.
And then quickly closes behind him.
Bottle him.
You bottle him. Okay. okay. Make a unarmed strength, or well, make a strength check with advantage.
Nice.
Nice.
Oof.
10.
Okay, it clicks on his skull, and you're just not able to, like, it's just very comedic, like, it just kind of makes a quick thunk, and it hardly hits him at all. He turns around, he looks at you, and he says, Christ! And then he levels his crossbow at you. Ah! I'll give you a chance to do something else, and then he's going to fire.
I'm going to Misty Step down the hall.
To where?
Down the hall, somewhere.
Anywhere just but here.
Feet, like, just scream, ah! And just turn to, like, mist and just be like, just be gone.
It's just like that scene in The Fifth Element, like at the end when all the gangsters are attacking that big ballroom and you're like Ruby Rose screaming underneath a table.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, so you scream and then you just take a half step backwards and all of a sudden you're no longer in the bathroom. Instead, you are now outside. and you're looking to your left, and you can see that there is the large crowd of people all there, all being rounded up. There may be up to like 30 people that have been tied up by this point. And fortunately for you, none of the bandit guards are looking your way, but you can see that this group is maybe about 60 feet to your left as you're making your way into what would be like the banquet hall, which has at this point now been abandoned.
Sure. Okay. Can I try and make like Mordecai did, dip under a table or something and lose this guy?
Sure. Make a stealth check.
Sure. Sure. 5. Shit.
Okay. All right. So you run towards the nearest table and you throw yourself underneath it. And as you do, the cloth that's on top gets pulled down with you, and you are now underneath that covered in the cloth. And you look back at the bathroom stall, and you can see that guard has stepped out now, and he's looking around very quickly, and he all of a sudden makes eye contact with you, Val, covered in that cloth underneath this table, and he pulls out his crossbow and fires at you.
Damn.
Does a 15 hit?
Ah, yeah, that'll do it.
You take 5 piercing damage, and you are hit with that bolt.
Ah!
Wait, we're not wearing our armor, though, right?
Nope.
Yep, that's true.
Some ice.
So you're definitely hit.
Damn.
Don't worry, I'm still a beefcake.
Okay, you know what?
If I would have a hard time believing that those arrows could pierce your big old pecs that you work out every day.
No, I was thinking the undershirt. The undershirt is blood-soaked and strong.
All right, Val, you are underneath the table. This guy is maybe about 40 feet away from you. Maybe 50 feet, fired a shot at you. He hit you. What do you do?
Ah, man, get up. I'm going to try and dash. Just break line of sight again into a side room or down another hall or...
Okay, so we'll say that you take the dash action and you just speed off as quick as you can. The banquet hall does extend further and further into God knows where in this palace, eventually breaking off into a couple halls that you end up finding yourself in that just have like countless doors making their way through it.
Sure,
you end
up
opening one of the doors, I presume. You're trying to hide?
Yeah, I'm just looking for anything, just going to crash into any room or side room or...
Sure. You pick the first room that you see, you pull yourself inside, and you close the door behind you.
Can it lock?
Well, I mean, there's no explicit lock on here. You might need a key to lock this.
Okay. There's no like switch or something?
No.
Okay.
All right, Gia, let's jump back to you. What are you doing?
Have I crawled to the end of the vent yet, or am I just still crawling through a dark vent?
Yeah, we'll say that at this point, your eyes have sort of adjusted insofar as human eyes are able to see in the dark, and you have now crawled to what seems like the end of the vent. Throughout your, I don't know, adventure here in the vents, you have noticed that there are occasional vent openings that kind of make their way out into some other room. And you are now at the end of this long, long vent, and it seems to go straight up, actually. So it doesn't exactly end, but it curves up in like a 90-degree angle and goes straight up.
Can I try scaling it? Just like jellyfish style, my way up there?
Sure. I'm going to need you to make an athletics check.
Okay. 19.
Well, somehow you managed to do it, Gio, and you're putting your back against one side of the vent and pushing your hands on the other side. You start scaling your way slowly forward, adjusting your weight as you kind of make your way up. It is a long climb. It is not short, and it gets a little scary at some point as you start to realize how far a drop it's going to be if you were to let go. But boy, howdy, you pull yourself over another 90-degree angle, and you are now flush in another vent somewhere in this building.
Okay, can I just go to the first opening and escape?
Sure.
Because I assume I'm on like a floor up from the ballroom now, right? So...
That's safe to say. You're not sure how many floors you've gone, but you're certainly no longer on the ground floor.
Okay, I'd like to just poke out the first vent and kind of look around.
Sure. You start crawling your way forward, and you see that there is another vent opening. As you look out through the grates of this vent, you can see that it is level with the floor, so you could push that and crawl out if you wanted to.
Yeah, can I just roll a perception to see if I could see if there's anyone in this room or what this room is?
Sure, of course. Roll a perception check.
17.
Okay, so looking out, you actually see now that you are on the second level balcony overlooking this entrance room. So at least you can recognize the balcony. You can't see anybody on the ground floor, but you can't also see anybody on this balcony at this point.
Is there any rooms attached to the balcony, or does it just lead back down to the other room?
You're not quite sure from the angle that you're looking at. You can only really see the balcony, but you can imagine that it would be weird if this was just a balcony that didn't actually go anywhere. It was just like a stairs leading up to a second floor that didn't exist.
Okay, I think I'm going to...
So there might be other rooms.
I'm going to crawl out of the vent and look around again and try to see if there's another room I can sneak into.
Make a stealth check.
Oh, God. 5.
Wow. All
right, so there's a bandit on the stairs leading up. And unfortunately, as you pull yourself out of this vent, you make a bit of a clanging noise. And you don't see this, but a bandit looks back and he says,
"Oh, I think this, I heard something."
And he turns up and he starts walking up the stairs towards you. You are kind of laying prone on the ground in front of this vent at this point. You don't see a bandit yet, but you know, and I know, that there might be one there in a moment.
Can I stand up and kind of do another perception roll to try to maybe hear footsteps or, like, hide behind a wall or something?
Well, those are two separate actions. If you want to hide behind a wall or find another hiding spot, that's one thing. But if you want to stand up and
get... I want to hide.
Okay. So you can see, you're still prone on the ground. You can see on either side of you that this balcony extends into what looks like two other rooms on either side of this balcony. The one that you're closest to, the leftmost room, seems like it goes into some kind of sitting rooms or other kind of attendance rooms, things like that. You think you could probably make your way in there and hide behind a wall if that was your, you know, decision.
I want to try that, but can I grab the grate off the floor first? Because that'd make a pretty good blunt object.
Okay, sure. You grab the plate.
Ooh, good idea.
And you kind of right yourself a little bit and huddle down the hall and pull yourself behind a corner.
Okay. Now can I roll a perception to see if I detect anyone?
Sure.
Just crit fail.
You hear nothing.
Okay.
There's no one that is chasing you at all. Mordecai, let's flip over to you. What are you doing?
Okay, so I am corralled with... How many other people do I see around me?
It's tough to say. I mean, you did get a good perception score. From the angle that you're at, you seem like you're surrounded by a lot of people. They're starting to disperse a bit as they are now kind of being taken hostage. But you might estimate that maybe there's like somewhere between 40 and 80 people around you.
Okay. Am I still close to that guy that I almost peed on?
Well, it's your decision. Did you want to hang out there for a bit longer?
I honestly want to stay closer to someone who's such a weak shot.
Oh!
Yeah, you didn't say that in character voice.
Shots fired. I'm going to spend one sorcery point.
Okay.
I'm going to subtle spell suggestion on him.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, what if you just take me to the bathroom and you can stand outside and just bring me right back when I'm done. I'm going to burst all over the floor.
Okay, read to me suggestion.
You suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two, and magically influence a creature within range that can hear and understand you. The target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it pursues the course of action as described to the best of its ability.
Okay, and the spell save DC is what?
Yeah, it should be 16.
Okay. All right, they rolled a 13. So you kind of whisper out to them in a vapor that only you can see, floats across the room, and it enters through their nose and their ears and their eyes, and they kind of reel back for a second, then look at you and say,
all right, I think I can do that.
And he lowers his crossbow, and he kind of gestures with one arm over to the direction of the bathroom, which you are familiar with because you were there only a few minutes before.
Thanks, man. You know, it's a crazy situation we're in, but, you know, we can't forget our humanity, right? Like, you gotta do what you gotta do. I get it. It's cool. I'll just be a minute.
Okay, so he walks you over to the bathroom. He stands outside the door as you enter the familiar setting.
Okay. Inside the bathroom, do I see that vent that Giovanni crawled into? Like, is the little, like, grating just hanging from it?
I mean, Giovanni wasn't in a bathroom.
Oh, no.
He didn't crawl through a vent there.
Damn it. We were in the bathroom.
But you can roll a investigation check.
11?
Okay, you look around the room. You cannot see a vent anywhere, though.
Okay. Window?
There are no windows in this room.
God,
be a stinky bathroom.
That's a stinky bathroom.
All that vapor is going out to the hall. All the guests. Hey, man, it's medieval.
Who designed this place?
Hey,
I mean, you can have your opinions about that if you like. It may just be, though, that you didn't see the vent.
Oh, also, before I forget, Wild Magic Surge.
All right.
17. Okay, nothing happened there.
Nothing happens.
Okay. Are there stalls in the bathroom?
Yep.
I'm going to go into one of the stalls, and I'm going to put on my cloak.
Yes.
That allows me to pass through walls.
Okay. The name of that cloak. Thank you. Okay. Well, great. You're now dressed like a child's Halloween costume.
I'm going to sit there for a second and try and go into my mind palace and try and remember what the layout of the building looked like so I don't pop back out right on the floor where I was before and spurn a bunch of people into shooting me.
That seems like a good idea. You know that if you walk in the direction of the door, the wall that the door is on, you will immediately go back out into what is actually the banquet hall.
Okay. And I'm assuming that if I go the opposite direction, I will fall out of the building.
Well, you're on the first floor, so you might not fall out of the building.
Okay.
You could end up in a
garden or something.
Or, well, anywhere. Yeah, you have no idea where you will be.
How tall are the stalls, by the way? Like, do they have those, like, classic little dividers between?
That's exactly what they look like.
Okay. So if I was to, say, climb up on top of it and then try and stand up to my full 6 foot height, would my head be going through the floor? like the ceiling?
Climb through the floor?
I mean, your head would certainly be going through the ceiling, yes.
Okay. Can I do that so that I can see what's on the floor above me, hoping that it's not that thick of a ceiling?
Sure. So we'll say that you climb up. Can I actually have you make a acrobatics check because you're kind of balancing here trying to get up on top of this area?
That makes perfect sense. Oh, nat 20 for a 21 total.
Wow.
Okay, this is no problem. You put your right foot on the toilet seat, you put your left foot on like the toilet paper roll, and you kind of pull yourself up. And you peek your head up through, and you are in a vent.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to duck back down so that I don't finish my turn inside the wall. Because I don't think there's a way for me to pull myself through into the vent while wearing the sheet. I kind of want to look it up now. I'm going to see what it says. And it's somebody else's turn while I look it up.
Sure. Okay. So, Val, you have found yourself in a room. What are you doing?
You know what, man? Val didn't want to be the first one to draw first blood, but you know what? Maybe somebody has to.
Sleeper hold. Sleeper hold.
Val's taken him sufficiently away, I think, at this point. So I'm going to just brace the door with poison spray, I think.
All right. Can I have you roll a perception check?
Sure. Yeah, 20.
Okay. So you're bracing yourself by that door, like ready for them to kick it in. And all of a sudden, you hear footsteps from far away make their way closer and closer to you. Giovanni, what are you doing?
Well, I'm hiding. I'm undetected.
For now.
In my lane, doing my thing. Have I entered a room yet, or am I just hiding behind an alcove?
You're kind of hiding behind an alcove.
Can I see any doors?
Yeah, I mean, the hallway continues down the path, and there are certain doors that come off of it.
I'd like to approach one of those. The first one.
Okay, so you step out back into the hallway out of that alcove, and all of a sudden you hear a voice from behind you, I suppose, yell out, "Hey, what are you doing up here?"
Hey, I'm the vent guy. I deal with the vents. Hey, how's it going?
Where's your shirt?
Came off in the vent, man. Hold on. Can I show you something really quickly?
Listen here, bud. You're going to have to make your way with the rest of the group, or else there's going to be trouble.
And you can see he's kind of leveling his crossbow at you.
All right, all right. I'll just make my way towards him and be like, all right, all right. Just let me, I'll follow you. You follow me. How do you want to do this?
You go on and I'll follow behind you.
Okay, I'll have to walk past him to do that though, right?
No funny movements here.
I want to just clock him in the head with the vent grate that I'm holding.
Okay.
I'm the vent guy.
All right.
Oh, I'm the vent guy,
whatever that means.
On the chimney, sweep.
Okay, I'll say it's a surprise attack. Make a strength roll with advantage.
Fucking 7?
You whack him in the head, and he immediately just kind of startles, and his shot goes off, and his crossbow is now unloaded, but he seems fine. He brings the butt of his crossbow around and smacks you back in the head, or at least tries to.
You have to roll for that?
Yeah, he's going to.
So I think I'm at 13 DC if I'm not wearing any armor or shield.
Now, he rolled a 5, so he kind of smacks you, but it's more like a slash.
Right, I'm going to stab him with a silver spoon then.
Gouge his eyes out!
Yeah, make a melee attack.
22 for 5 damage.
Jesus.
All right, you spin your spoon around after you get hit in the head with the butt of the crossbow and just stab it straight into his shoulder. He cries out as you do
no,
that.
No, I put my hand over his mouth as he cries out.
All right, make a sleight of hand check.
14.
Nice.
Okay, your hand goes over and it clamps down on his mouth and it's just muffled.
Okay, I'm going to strangle him now.
Okay, we're going to make a...
Are we rolling for initiative?
We're going to... No, we're not rolling for initiative. There will be no initiative in this adventure. We're going to make a grapple check, so we're going to contest each other with strength. You're going to have advantage, though, because you have the upper hand right now.
I've stabbed him.
You've stabbed him. He's pretty distracted.
Oh, my God. 10. The hell?
He rolled 19.
God damn it.
You go to try and strangle him. You try to put him in a headlock from behind, and he's just able to wiggle his way out of it and pulls you around, and you can see now that, or you can feel, rather, that he is now behind you holding onto your arm.
Okay, I'm going to stab him again with a... I'm going to try to stab him again.
All right, go ahead, stab him.
18 for 5 damage.
Jesus, that hits too. Okay, All right, he takes 5 more points of damage. You stab him in the other shoulder this time as you reach behind yourself to kind of jab him in the shoulder. And he's in pain. He lets go of your arm.
I'm gonna go for the choke out now. Classic wrestling move.
All right, we're going to contest some strength. You're going to have advantage again.
I should have double advantage because he's bleeding out of both of his shoulders.
Nope.
15.
All right, he rolled a 12. You manage to get behind him, and you start choking him out. He starts to squirm really hard at first, but slowly, slowly, he starts to shudder less and less until suddenly he stops moving.
Okay. New plan. I'm going to take his equipment. What has he got?
All right, it seems like he has, like, a scale mail chest. Nice. We'll say that that's, like, a +2 armor. He has a crossbow, and he has a bowie knife.
Nice.
Oh, perfect. I'll say my DC is 15 then.
Sure.
So 13 +2.
Yeah.
And I have a crossbow. But I'm also going to take his body and put it into the vent and put the cover over it.
Nice.
Okay.
I have the evidence.
Of course. So we'll say that you do that.